880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, it's getting hot out there. Summer's around the corner with Memorial Day weekend coming up. We're going to have a show that's targeted just for you. We are going to have Larry's in. We're going to talk cars, sports, and all kinds of really great business things with Larry. He's a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive and all their nameplates up there, Jaguar, Infiniti, Range Rover, Land Rover, Volvo. They've got them all. They've got great deals. I was up there yesterday seeing them unveil the Jaguar F-Type Coupe. We'll talk about that, talk about the experience I had with that. It was absolutely awesome. Then we're going to have our U-Health segment. It's going to be terrific. We're going to talk about headaches and what you can do about your migraine headaches, so you're going to want to stick with us for that. And we're going to finally, in the last part of the show, I'm going to talk about some of the things that are on my mind, including what I'm going to be doing this summer, some new things coming up on the show, as well as my opinion of this new location for the soccer stadium. So stick with us. The stock market went up just a little bit today, and we'll be right back with more Freed on Business. Oscar, take us away.
It's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Lexus. The next Fireworks Friday is May 23rd at 7:10 versus the Brewers. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in. Miami
Marlins. Dive right in. Join the fun.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first servicing, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. It's always the best price, always the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the just before Memorial Day episode of Freedom Business. We'll be doing our pre-summer show today, and we're going to start off with Larry's in. Larry's a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive Group. You know, we talk about them all the time. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, and we never throw out there that they've also got Lamborghini. And Larry, I got to take you up on getting that test drive in the Lamborghini. How you doing, man?
Yeah, Everything's good, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it was great seeing you yesterday at the Turnberry Hotel up there. That was just a beautiful event. You know, the unveiling of the F-Type. You had the new coupe. You also had the convertible over there, and there was the R there. I always keep thinking that stands for rocket.
It might as well. I might as well. I mean, that thing is absolutely unbelievable.
You know, when Floyd pulled up that black coupe that I ended up sitting in and tweeting out my picture in, I couldn't believe it. It sounded like there was an animal out there.
You know, it really is a unique sound that they have in that car. The exhaust is tuned almost perfect. I mean, there's nothing else out there that sounds like that. And if you want to make noise and wake up your neighbors, you can do it. Otherwise, you could shut it off with a flip of a switch. But, I mean, why would you ever?
I mean, so really, let me take that one step further because I'm not an engineer. So they can actually, they have a switch so it goes from deep-throated guttural roar to sort of quiet?
Yeah. Yeah, there's actually a button that will quiet it down. I mean, it's not too quiet still, but, can make it slightly more hushed.
Well, all I could say is that I'm coming up there to see Ismet this weekend, and while Mrs. Fried is looking for her new SUV, I'm going to be taking that for a test drive with Crash.
I hope so. Well, don't let him drive, please.
No, he ain't going to drive, although I did hear he got an extension on his upgraded insurance.
I thought he was going to get thrown off, but it was a miracle that they kept him.
Well, I guess, money can do a lot of things these days. Now, enough banging on Peter. And, oh, by the way, Peter, make sure you get in touch with me so we can do our Marlins suite night again. You know, we talked a lot about the Jaguar F Coupe so far and the convertible. But the other new car that you're – and the one that I'm actually coming to see this weekend is the Range Rover long wheelbase. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you know, those things are still hard to get, aren't they?
The nice thing with a car like that is most people who are coming in to get them want them the way they want them. They're going to order the car, spec it out the way that they'd like it. There is limited availability, but for the most part, it is because people are coming in. They build it the way they want to take it and wait for it to come in.
Now, I know that the beautiful Miss Vivian, who's sometimes on our show and always in our hearts, is interested in getting the Range Rover, one of the Range Rover SUVs. And we were talking a little bit about the Evo. Now, wasn't that the car of the year a couple of years ago?
The Evo, yes, absolutely. It's a really nice car. It's a four-cylinder that gets very good gas mileage. It certainly has more than enough power. And it's quite deceiving as far as from the outside. It doesn't look like it's that big, but you get inside of it, and there's tons of space.
Now, how about safety? Because the reason that I always put her in a big car is because of safety. She's a Volvo girl, and I don't mind mentioning Volvo since that's another one of your nameplates. I've had her in the Infiniti. We brought her back from the dark side when she got out of her Cadillac. And now she's still always harping on me about the Range Rover. You know, I still want to have her try the FX that's Infiniti?
Now the FX is the QX70.
Okay.
That's the name of the vehicle now. But that's a great car. I mean, you still sit in that upright command position where you're looking over everything on the road. But that car drives more like a sports car than an SUV.
Well, that's what I found when I drove her. What is she got, the Q something now?
The QX60.
Okay, I drove that, and I was having lunch with one of my buddies today, and we were talking about the fact that his wife wants an SUV, and I said, he goes, how does your wife's car handle? I said, I like driving her car on the weekends more than I like mine, because you'd never believe that that's an SUV the way the thing handles.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job on the SUVs. They're balanced very well, and they don't feel like trucks, and I think that means a lot to the people who drive them.
It means a lot to me. I absolutely love the car, although you're still not going to get me out of my car, because every time I get, my partner Jason behind the wheel, and he's driving, and I'm doing it, he just loves it. And, you know, people don't realize that once you put that thing on sport, there's very few people on the road that can legally take advantage of you. We'll have to say it that way.
Yes, very well said, Jim.
Now, Larry, you know, we talk a lot on here about what goes on at Warren Henry. We've got the summer coming up. We've got a lot of people out there that have always been looking for jobs. And the one thing I've always seen is that there's not a lot of turnover up there. You know, Frank called me yesterday, and please do me a favor and give Frank a high five. He called me in the middle of a meeting, and it comes in as Warren Henry. I thought it was you. Not that I wouldn't get out of a meeting for Frank. But, you know, people don't realize that you can earn a beautiful living up there. You know, we talk a lot on here about careers, jobs, professions, you know, people looking for work. And one of the things I've noticed is there's not a lot of turnover. Frank's been there forever, and people make a heck of a living there, plus benefits. It's just a great place to work.
It's a great job. You know, it's certainly not a business for everybody, but I think those who start, and once it gets in your blood, it's really tough to leave. You know, we're big here on our culture and bringing in people from other industries that don't previously have automotive experience, and we grow all of our people from within. We're not the kind of guys who are going to go and hire managers from elsewhere and bring them in over people that we already have here. That's not the way we do things.
It was terrific. I'll just refer to the event again last night. I was talking to some of the guys at the event, and they were going, how can we get Warren away from the front door? It's not right that the owner of the dealership should be standing at the front door like a greeter. How are we going to? It was great. He was up there taking pictures with everybody. It was wonderful.
Oh, he loves that. He loves that. He loves to greet everybody who comes in and talk to everyone. And, you know, a lot of our customers have been long-time customers, so he knows a good majority of the people that are coming.
I felt really guilty because he was so busy. But when I got there, he was in the middle of talking to one of your big customers. And when I left, his head was, you know, halfway into one of those cars with six people around and the guy taking pictures. I didn't want to interrupt him, so please do me a favor and tell your pop that I said I had a great time and thank you so much for inviting me. There wasn't a lot of people there. That was a really, you know, an event just it seemed like for your best customers. Do you do that a lot?
We do. Last night we had about 150 people show up, but you know, it's a nice-sized area, and it never felt too cluttered or anything like that. But, yeah, we do events almost every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? I got to get on your mailing list, Larry. I got to get to more of these events, and if nothing else, give Peter more grief.
Yeah, that's give him more grief.
I'm
sure.
Going to do that.
The events we can take care of. But, well, you know, well, anytime you can give him a hard time is good by me.
It's absolutely one of my favorite pastimes. Now, the one thing I am going to miss is the events that you used to have for Land Rover and Range Rover up on the property that I sold for Mill Creek. I mean, sold to rather Gables. Gables is now telling me that they're going to build on that. So where are we going to go next time? Have you picked out a new location yet?
We actually have an interesting idea for how we're going to do it next time. I really can't even describe it, Jim, so I'll have to email you the video so you can see what we're trying to put together. But we think we can build something. We could build an off-road course that would actually be movable and could even be put in a parking lot. And the best part would be the cars won't even get dirty, but it would be able to show all the capabilities of these vehicles.
Well, as long as you bring out that nice yellow, was it a Defender that you had the last time?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, man, I love that car. I love that car. If I ever get trapped in a parking lot filled with water next time, I'm going to call you to bring that over. Now, we've only got about a minute, Larry, so let's kind of roll out of here with telling people where you're located and how they can find you on the web or give you guys a phone call. Then we'll come right back and we'll talk about some more stuff that's close to your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you can always reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Warren Henry Auto, or call us at 305-690-6006.
Yeah, I know that you're
hearing from you.
Huh? Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry I talked over you for a second there, Lair, but I just wanted to say when you mentioned Instagram, I think of you as Instagram. You're like Mr. Instagram over there, and I'm sort of like Mr. Twitter. We got to get Mr. Facebook, and then we'll be all set there. I got Oscar laughing, so that's a good reason to take a break. Larry, can you stick with me one more segment?
Yep.
Awesome. Oscar, take it away and then bring us back. We're going to talk sports in the next segment with Larry Zinn. Back after this. Favorite, Tom Petty. And, you know, you don't have to be a rebel. In fact, you can be mainstream, a rebel, or just about anybody. But what you got to do is you got to go out to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. You hear me talking to Larry all the time. They've got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, and they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything anytime for 4 years. Now, one of the things that they don't mention in the Advantage is that you become part of the Warren Henry family. And once you become part of the Warren Henry family, it's pretty doubtful that you're going to leave because of the service and just the people. It's just a great place to buy your car or lease your car. We love it over there. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Lexus. The next Fireworks Friday is May 23rd at 7:10 versus the Brewers. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Right in, join the fun. I just love to dive right in with the Marlins. And as a high-powered executive, I know that you demand the best for you for your health just the way I do. And with the UHealth Executive Physical, you get just that. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge who's going to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan, and that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct and immediate access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. And if you get migraines, stick with us, because in the second half of the show, we're going to talk to the headache MD from UHealth. It's going to be great. She absolutely saved my wife's life. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar gives me the thumbs up, and I just made a whoosh shot into the garbage can, so it's a great day for me. We're back with Larry Zinn. Larry's a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive up in North Miami Beach, and they've also got a Lamborghini store that I saw just the other day up in Palm Beach, off West Palm Beach, off of Okeechobee. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Larry, first of all, I tease you all the time, but I'm going to take Jason and we're going to go up and try out one of those Lamborghinis sometime soon. We want to coordinate with you so we can come up there and bust your chops while we're there. But talking about fast cars, I was in Indianapolis a few years ago and I got a chance to stop into the museum. Have you ever been up to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I've been to that museum, too. It's quite a spectacle. They've got some really interesting history in there.
Well, there's going to be history made this weekend up there.
And what's that?
The 500.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking the heater car already coming back to town. So
we're going to slam them. Yeah, well, that's a great transition, with the heat coming back into town. I know you love to go to the games. What do you think is going to happen this week?
Well, of course, I'm hoping for some more wins, and then we could close them out pretty strong. But, what I'm really interested to see is what happens with Paul George. Is he going to end up playing? And also, will the NBA fine Indiana for putting him back in the game after he may have admitted to having what turned out to be a concussion?
Wow, that's an interesting little spin that I hadn't even thought of. And, I just thought that what they did to Lance Stephenson was absolutely appropriate. Although I got to tell you, that's the kind of guy that if you had him on your team, you'd absolutely love him.
Oh, absolutely. But since he's not, he is the most irritating person in the NBA. Unless, he was on our team, in which case he'd be okay.
Yes, he's the human sand flea. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Now, Larry, when we go to the games, we love to go. We love to walk around. We love to feel the heat. That's my favorite, is to get there just in time, put my hands out and absolutely feel the heat. You see that on TV when they throw the flames. Now, I was going to be going Saturday. Vivian just can't make it, so we're not going to be able to go this week, but we'll definitely be there. Yeah, I'm going to be there for the finals. That's what really counts. I've got clients already hassling me for tickets, some of them even saying that if I can get them their tickets, then they're going to take me with them, which that's a high five for me because I already know who to call. We've got a pipeline to the concierge over there at the Heat. You know, when you go, what's your favorite thing to do there?
Honestly, Jim, I like to get lost in the game. I mean, you know, I've always been a huge basketball fan, always loved watching the games. And when I go there, it's a great escape.
Well, what's your favorite story about going to a Heat game? I've got a whole bunch of them.
Well, I remember going to the Heat-Knicks games when I was younger, when you had the real rivalry, you know, with John Starks and Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Jeff Van Gundy and all the fights. And I remember being there with my dad, and we were we had floor tickets for this one game. We were sitting in the second row, and everybody around us is starting to fight because, you know, it was 50-50 as far as Heat fans and Knicks fans.
Sure.
And there's people fighting in the stands, and John Starks walks right in front of us and sticks his middle finger up to everybody in the crowd. And I said, it was a lot younger. And I said to my dad, Dad, what are we going to do? He goes, well, we're going to have to fight. I went and I crouched under my seat because I was scared that somebody was going to come and fight with me.
Oh, you're too hilarious. You're too hilarious. Now, my favorite Heat playoff moment is when we were playing Dallas the first time and Mark Cuban turned around and started screaming after the game to David Stern to the point where he got a fine. I have to tell everybody, and I've got witnesses that'll back me up on this, he really wasn't screaming it. David Stern, he was screaming at us. See, David Stern sits in front of us, or the NBA league has the seats in front of us, and we were holding up signs that talked about Antoine Jamison and his suspension and been yelling at Mark Cuban the whole night. And when he finally got up to turn around, that was us he was yelling at, and I absolutely had the best time. I love it. And with those seats, obviously, we've had many kind of interesting moments with the former commissioner. And if anybody watched the NBA lottery this week, the guy that was pulling out the names sat in front of us in the last go-round. And the NBA guys, you know, on the T-shirt nights, they give out the T-shirts. He couldn't take the T-shirt, so he gave me his T-shirt for Vivian, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed with Adam Silver since he's come in. I think he's really done a great job with everything that's been thrown at him in his first 100 days.
You know, what do you think about that thing with Donald Sterling? It's kind of a toss-up between, you know, racism and free speech. You know, I don't know where I'd come down on that if I was the commissioner.
Yeah, I don't even know where to touch that one, to be honest with you. That's it's so complicated. But, you know, Sterling, you know, with a mentality and an attitude like that, he really has no place in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
Really,
I don't,
no place anywhere.
I think everybody has the right to their opinion, but in this particular case, I think he may have screamed fire in a crowded theater. Now, I did get an email. My wife says, get me a Range Rover Sport sign and drive deal. Close the deal now with Larry Honey. I don't think we can do that because we don't know which particular one you want. But Larry's already given me that. In fact, last night I met the guy from Land Rover Range Rover, and we're going to go over there this Sunday and try to cut a deal. Ismet's going to walk you over, honey. And Larry, that's the kind of service that you get. People go to one dealership with you, and they build a relationship, and that person walks them through to the other different nameplates. It's really a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, just like we talk about with our employees, how it's a family, we like to look at our customers the same way. And, you know, it is all about the experience.
Yeah, it really is. And in talking about experience, you know, I know you've got that great suite for the Miami Dolphins. And so coming up this year, I'll look forward to, again, coming into Bogart Air Conditioning whenever possible. You know, what do you think about the draft and the fact that they took all those small school guys?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But the thing is, you never know what's going to happen with these guys. You never know who's going to end up being a star. Plenty of undrafted players have become big stars. I'm happy that we got some offensive linemen so we could get Ryan Tannehill off his back and really see what he can do. The small school thing doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those guys develop into mega superstars, and they just weren't the ones who got the attention in college because they weren't from a big school.
I think people forget that perhaps our best defensive player of all time, and no slight meant to Nick Bonacani or any of those guys on the Killer Bees, but, you know, Jason Taylor went to Akron. That's not exactly the biggest school, although I think that LeBron may have a soft spot in his heart for them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, I've been reading about the new offense they're installing. It seems like it's going to be really entertaining and hopefully take us, I don't want to say take us back to the days of Dan Marino. That would be unfortunately too big of a thing to hope for at this point. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing some more wide open offense because we've been sitting with the, you know, well, you can't fail if you punt type of offense for too long. It's just been driving me crazy.
You know, I just like to see some winning years, Jim. I mean, literally my entire life. We've struggled. I mean, I have never, you know, we've had very few playoff appearances since I've been alive.
You know,
it's crazy.
You know, I kind of forget about that because I'm such an old man. I remember running into the street after the perfect season and throwing up, you know, confetti into the air and thinking, my God, this is going to happen every year. Only to realize that here I am. I'm 53, and that was when I had my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it's a little while back. I mean, I remember getting blown out by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs.
Oh, the Dan Marino goodbye game.
Yeah, I don't have such fond football memories, but you know, I won't miss a game, and I'm a diehard fan. I just love to see us win.
Well, I think we're going to win. It seems like Mr. Ross is saying all the right things. I know that you know we have a relationship with them, and we've seen a little bit of a reorientation into the positive direction. So we're really excited. They're going to be sponsors of the show again this coming season. So we're really excited to have the Dolphins back on our team. And I want to turn a little bit to baseball. I know you're a big baseball fan. You know, with the impact, with the arm injury to Jose Fernandez, you know, what do you think the Marlins are going to do?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know that I want to touch this one. You know, I always cheer for our boys, but, you know, we've got a lot of young talent, and I really hope it develops into something special. I don't know that this year's our year, though.
I don't think this is our year, but I think that somewhat of a silver lining on that is that now they're going to have to sign Giancarlo Stanton. The guy plays every day. He plays unbelievably. I don't know if anybody saw his sliding catch the other day, but the guy's an absolute beast and a great guy to have on the team, and it seems like his heart can be in it if he just gets surrounded with the right types of players. And the guy is I just don't want to see us trade him away the way that we traded away Miguel Cabrera.
I mean, do you think he wants to resign? Do you think he wants to stay down here?
I really don't know him personally, but I got to believe that if he thinks things are going in the right direction and he's having success, I don't think he's going to really want to move. If he does want to go to back home to the West Coast or wherever, I just hope that they put together a transaction that makes baseball sense. And looking back, it seems like what appeared to be a salary dump a couple of years ago does seem to be the good baseball move, although Burley has been burning it up in the American League to start the season. You know, Larry, one more time before we go, we've only got a minute left. What I wanted to do is, again, if people want to come out and test drive one of those cars, especially the Jaguar F-Type or one of the beautiful Infinities like my wife and I own, where do they come? Where do they look for it? And how do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, we're on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. You can always get in touch with us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Or call us at 305-690-6006. And if you want to say hello on any of our social media, it's at Warren Henry Auto.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Larry, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And, oh, by the way, I want to thank you for all you did with helping us with the Lawrence Kids license plates. You know, I was actually at the event when I was leaving. One of the big Range Rovers had one on the back, and it made me smile and feel real good about our association with you and all you do for the community.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Well, Larry, thanks so much. We'll see your team this weekend. If, you know, you're there, hopefully you'll be there when we're there. And if not, I know we're in good hands with Ismet and Frank and the rest of the team.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great experience, and you know how to get in touch with me if you need anything.
Oh, you're the best, Larry. Thanks so much for everything. Thanks for being a sponsor on the show. Thanks for inviting us to the events. But most importantly, thanks for your community involvement.
Thank you, Jim. You have a great day.
You too. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to talk about how to cure your migraine headaches with the Headache MD from U Health. We'll be back after this.
Are you an event marketer? that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody, you heard Larry Zinn on with me just earlier, and he's just a regular, terrific guy. And so when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. But the most important advantage you get from Warren Henry is the people. They're terrific, and they treat you like family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Lexus. The next Fireworks Friday is May 23rd at 7:10 versus the Brewers. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
All right. Hey, everybody. You know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been rated number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call, and I love this part, 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
All right, we've got a special guest today. We've got Keisha, Dr. Keisha Monteef, also known as the Headache MD, if you're on Twitter. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I've heard nothing but the best things from you, about you, and especially from my wife, who've been suffering from these horrendous migraines until she went to see you.
Oh, I think I definitely know who she is.
Oh, it's Vivian Fried. That's okay. We talk about it all the time. We had Dr. Diego on just a couple of weeks ago. So
okay, well, you can say it, but I can't say it. Oh, now oh, that's your last
right.
name
oh,
is coming to me.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right, because of the HIPAA and everything. I'm sorry
that's
about
right.
that. Well, all I could say, well done to you for protecting my wife's identity and stuff like that. But now she came to me and said, hey, they're going to give me Botox to help me with my migraine. What's with that?
Well, Botox was not too long ago approved for the treatment of chronic migraine headaches. It's FDA approved. There are other treatments out there that can help chronic migraine headaches, but this is the first treatment that actually received the FDA approval for chronic migraine. What is chronic migraine? It's a migraine that occurs frequently, more frequently than not. It's defined just by criteria because we like criteria. We like definitions.
Sure.
15 headache days per month, 8 migraine attacks out of those 15 headache days per month, and you want this to occur for at least 3 months.
Wow, I wouldn't want it to occur at all after listening to that.
For the diagnosis.
Okay. Now, let's say somebody's got chronic migraines. What could be some of the causes?
Okay. Well, the first thing to do is to, of course, get an evaluation and to make sure you actually have that diagnosed, rule out secondary disorders, other things that are caused by could be brain problems. It could be other medical conditions, thyroid disease, other things that could be causing frequent headaches. And so once all those things are ruled out, a patient has a family history of migraine, has migraines before, and the migraines just became more frequent, then it's treatment. And, you know, first things we like to do is have a discussion with our patients and try and sort out why it is that their migraines might be more frequent. There's certainly risk factors for increased frequency. Some patients have had histories of head trauma some years before, not too long ago, and that's the trigger for more frequent headaches. Sometimes it could be dietary things. We don't always find things, but we certainly like to ask questions. You know, Chinese food, MSG, artificial sweeteners, these are some common things. Meat, canned meat products, these are common reasons that can trigger migraine. Red wine, for example. And we ask about lifestyle. We ask about sleep, changes in sleep patterns, sleeping, even oversleeping, undersleeping. So changes from routine can be horrible triggers for migraine headaches, menstrual cycles, for example. So we have a long discussion about trying to tease out what it is within their lifestyle or physiology that could be triggering their migraine headaches. And we sometimes get a little bit of insight. Sometimes we don't. And then to treat the migraine headaches, is there are two approaches. There are the preventive approach, and then there's the acute approach. Okay, I have a severe attack. What do I do? What do I take? And so each patient should have both a preventive approach or a plan and an acute plan. So a lot of the discussion is around trying to make sure that we've, you know, touched our bases with both these things. The preventive plan could be pharmacological treatments such as Botox injections or other treatments. There are multiple other medications out there. Or lifestyle interventions. Get to sleep on time. You know, for some people, it's stress. You know, we work at the University of Miami. We have a lot of residents that come and see me, and their migraines are out of control. Well, there's no wonder. They're residents. Their hours, they're not sleeping at night. And so, you know, trying to sort out some of these lifestyle triggers are important. And medications in combination with lifestyle modifications tends to be very effective.
Now, is there anything on the horizon other than Botox that people can take, or is a migraine really a manifestation, it sounds like, of a bunch of other things coming together, and especially living in Miami where it's noisy, filled with stress, and tough to get to sleep or get a good solid night's sleep? It sounds like this place is migraine heaven, so to speak.
Well, there's certainly some pros and cons of being in Miami in terms of migraines, because I've been to other states. But I would say that there's certainly other treatments that are on the horizon for migraines. Some things are very early in development. There's a treatment, I just came back from the American Academy of Neurology, and there was a lot of excitement, phase two, meaning very early, still working on safety and efficacy in small numbers, of CGRP antibody. So this would be, potentially if this works, this would be the first treatment really that is specifically targeted for migraine, where other interventions, including Botox and other tablets, have been used for other disorders, and then someone has said, hey, why not try this in migraine? And so the CGRP antibody is somewhat exciting in that it's a migraine-specific treatment and could be something that the patient does not need to have to take every single day, like a tablet. They forget, problems with that. And so that's exciting. There are other treatments out there. Many of the treatments, some treatments are old treatments, but a new delivery system. And so looking for a more effective way to deliver a drug that's useful. So one example of that is dihydroergotamine, DHE, and that's a drug that I use actually quite commonly in my inpatient program. There will be an inhaled formulation of this DHE coming out, according to the company, which is actually Allergan, the same company that makes or that sells the Botox, sometime maybe in the fall or summer. So that will be really exciting for patients to have another way of administering a drug that if they were to use at home, it would be through an injection.
Wow, so that seems really cool then, sort of like an inoculation, if you will.
Yeah, Yeah.
Wow, that's terrific. And, you know, in my own personal experiences with my close personal person that has had migraines, I know that I've seen a lot of the things that you're talking about kind of interact. So it all seems to make very logical sense to me. You know, I always said that if you can't give your mind a rest, your mind is going to rebel.
That there might actually be some signs to that.
Oh my gosh!
You know, migraine is a neurological disorder. It's a common neurologic disorder. It's genetic, and so patients with migraine have a genetic predisposition to attacks, to migraine attacks, which actually is more than just pain. And so you could be Joe Schmo, and you're not sleeping, you're drinking, you're eating horribly, and you're stressed out, and you have all these tons of triggers. You'll never get a migraine because you don't have the genetic predisposition to that, versus the person that lives a completely healthy life and goes out one night, has some red wine, and now she's in bed for 7 days because she had acute migraine status.
Wow, that is absolutely horrible. I didn't realize that
could
happen.
World Health Organization considers migraine equivalent to acute quadriplegia.
Wow.
So, you know, in that people are bedbound, they can't stand sound, they can't sound light, they cannot move, and they're incapacitated. And so, that's part of the disability, that people are not aware that, first of all, that they have migraine, that there are treatments out there, that there's opportunities to improve their life. So part of the work disability and this huge work loss that has translated into all sorts of problems in you know, you're a business expert, so you certainly know about this, but may not know so much about the migraine aspect of this. People are not going to work, and so productivity is lost. So migraine is a treatable disorder that has a huge socioeconomic implication.
Well, Dr. Monteef, we're almost out of time, so you already gave me the kind of lead-in. If somebody thinks that they have this going on, either themselves or somebody in their workplace or somebody close to them, how can they reach you to get relief?
Well, the University of Miami, we have a headache division, and that includes our outpatient program, an inpatient program, and also a procedure clinic as well. And they're definitely welcome to call us and to schedule an appointment.
Well, that's absolutely terrific. Again, Dr. Moncrief, she goes by the handle HeadacheMD on Twitter. High five to you for that, Doc.
Thank you.
And, you know, we'd love to have you back again maybe after the fall when the new stuff comes out, and we can talk about the groundbreaking work that you're doing up at UHealth with the rest of your team.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for everything you do for our community, but most importantly, of course, thank you for what you've done for us personally.
Absolutely.
You're
glad to
best.
Finally meet you.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see you in person. I got to give you a big hug. Hey, Oscar, take us out. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk about what's on my mind, and you know that's always fun. Back after this.
Dance with you, my love. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come,
all right, we are having just the best time back here. Oscar's got it going. I got you. I guess, Oscar, you smell the vacation day coming up there, don't you? Big smile, big thumbs up from him. And hey, you know what? It's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry Family Auto Dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased I've leased a whole boatload of Infinities from them at this point. I knew I was getting the best price every time because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Hey, by the way, you also get to be a member of the Warren Henry family, and you get to go to all those cool events. So if you buy or lease a new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get that Warren Henry advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMediaDrio5.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMediaDrio5.com is a social relations company.
It's baseball season, and that means it's time to dive into Friday nights with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Lexus. The next Fireworks Friday is May 23rd at 7:10 versus the Brewers. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to start off my own personal segment by talking a little bit about what we've got coming up in the coming weeks. Next week we're going to have Gary Press on. Gary is the former publisher of the South Florida Business Journal. He's got a brand new magazine coming out all based on wealth in South Florida, and we're going to bring Gary and his team on to next week, and we're going to help him hopefully spread the word about the people that are wealthy here in South Florida, profile some of them here on the show for him as well. Also, a new addition to the team next week is going to be Shelley Bloom of Fashion Clothier fame. Shelley's going to come on, talk to us next week a little bit about what he's been doing here for the last 50 years. That's right, the guy even sold me my bar mitzvah suit. And then he's going to become a sponsor, so we're going to welcome Shelley Bloom to the show again next week. Now, it's summertime. Memorial Day's coming up. It's hot as a pistol out there. It's absolutely crazy, so you want to make sure you drive around and you're hydrated all the time. Make sure you keep that water in you. I've got my old water cooler right here. I take it with me everywhere. People think I carry my heart in there. I tell them, no, actually, it's my liver. I have no heart. But, you know, that's what's going on. And something else that's hot as a pistol, well, that's me. I'm hot as a pistol. I've closed a whole bunch of deals this year. I'm absolutely thrilled. You know, a bunch of loans, a bunch of land deals. Hey, I even flipped a piece of land within about a month and a half for twice what I originally sold it for. So commercial real estate, if you're not making money, you're in the wrong business right now. And for that, I want to thank the guys at Aztec. They partner up with me on all my deals. I don't do anything solo. Everything at Aztec, we've got a partner there. So thank you, especially to my youngest partner, Jason Katz. He is absolutely the best. I want to give a shout-out to Jason. And, you know, we're going to have just as much going on in the second half of the year. Got all kinds of stuff in the pipeline. It's just absolutely popping. I get calls or have a meeting with somebody new from out of town almost every day. They all want to come in. They all want to get a piece of what's happening here in Miami. And what is happening in Miami is an absolute phenomenon that I haven't seen in my 45 years down here and gosh, 30-something years in business, and it's absolutely on fire. And it does make sense. We do need these things that are being built, these condos and the apartment buildings too. And the next thing that's going to come is a wave of office buildings. Next thing you're going to see is office buildings popping up in all these new urban downtowns. You're also going to see retail and multiple units of retailers coming into town, because as we get all of these new downtowns, and I got to just say it this way, transportation between them gets worse. And hey, I don't see how you're going to make transportation easier unless you double deck I-95. So as transportation gets tougher, You're going to have a fully self-contained urban environment. You're going to see office buildings and hotels coming to Wynwood and to Edgewater. You're going to see more retail come to downtown and Brickell and, you know, also Edgewater. You're going to continue to see an evolution in South Beach, which is, in my opinion, really becoming an international tourist mecca on par with some of the most popular international destinations across the world. And so Miami, it seems like this is the real deal. Not like the last time. It looks like this time there's an incredible international push to be in Miami and be seen in Miami and to live in Miami and have a place in Miami. My goodness, if you believe the Miami Herald, there's going to soon be a $50 million condo trade in this town. Wow, that just absolutely blows my mind. And now that we're here, I want to talk just another bit. We've been talking a little bit about the soccer stadium that Mr. Beckham wants to build. Well, they finally gotten off the port, and, well, they're still on the waterfront, and I got something to tell you. Get off the waterfront. The most intelligent place to put that stadium, at least in my opinion, is over by the airport. Lots of land, lots of connectivity to all the different communities in South Florida, and you'll be able to surround it with retail, office, residential, all kinds of things that make good sense. And it's also close to a waterway that will get you out to the open water. So they might be able to come up with a way to make a aquatic interface there with them. But you got to put it right by where all the trains come together with all the roads. East meets west, north meets south, and central stays there. I just like the area around the airport for this type of a facility. And now that we're here facing summer, I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice. It's something I do for myself all the time. Don't get frustrated because people are going to start going on vacation. Try to keep it all in order and try to keep your pace and momentum going, because with the market as hot as it is, you don't want to give up a half a day to unnecessary disorganization. Stay organized. Stay focused. That's what I use the weekend for. Weekdays, that's for the telephone. Nights and weekends, that's for getting organized. And make sure you do one thing. Take a vacation. Nobody's going to give you your vacation. You got to take it. You got to go up to the boss and say, I will be gone for X, Y, and Z. Because if you ask them, they're not going to give it up. And I can tell you, if you're in town, you're probably going to be working. Even if you're not going into the office, with the way that we're connected with email and cell phone and iPads and, you know, all the other stuff, you just can't get away from work unless you officially cut the cord, have your partner or somebody else take over for you. And if you're an entrepreneur, then you're really going to know what all the rest of the entrepreneurs know. You're going to burn out unless you have a capable and dependable number two. So keep focused. Don't let up. Make sure you take a vacation. Make sure you tune in for over the summer as we welcome Gary Press and his magazine to the show next week, as well as Shelley Bloom and Fashion Clothiers as a sponsor. And, of course, we'll have people like Bruce Turkell and Mike Valdez-Fooley talking about their business tips. It's going to be an absolute great summer. You're going to want to make sure you don't miss any of it. And what I want to do is I want to thank Oscar for helping me out. Oscar's been absolutely terrific. In fact, all the folks here at 880 have been terrific. We've been on the air now for over 5 years. We're talking to a lot of different people about how we can expand the reach and scope of the show. And we're just delighted. All of our sponsors are renewing. We're going to be on for sure. Oscar, you're going to still have a job. And so will that gerbil in the control room that keeps the power on here at 880 AM. Hey, I want to thank our guests. I want to give a special shout out to Keisha Monteef, Dr. Keisha Monteef, the headache MD that UHealth provided. She was awesome. Talking about the mysterious migraine headaches. You know, D-Wade has them. Somebody close to you probably has them. Maybe somebody in your office. Make sure you send them over to Dr. Monteef, and she's going to help you get rid of your migraines. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. We had Larry on today, and I was over at one of their events yesterday testing out the new Jaguar F-Type Coupe. Wow, what a car. I just can't wait to get there and beyond take it for a test drive. I'm going to own one of those suckers. I want to thank UHealth, Tarek Maddox, always keeping me fit and healthy, the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, Bruce Turkell, Lauren's Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solution, the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate State Studies at the University of Florida. And more than anything, I want to thank you, our listeners. Make sure you go to Facebook, like our show, like the page, tell your friends. Join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me, at Jim Freed, the show, at Freed on Business. Tweet us, retweet us, favorite us. We have a great time on Facebook. That's where I found out all about Dr. The Headache MD today. It's really kind of a lot of fun, even for an old guy like me. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, our YouTube, some of them have over 1,000 plus hits. Our website, that gets more and more hits every week as we add to the great content there. It's www.freedonbusiness.com. So this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 80 next Thursday at 5. We're going to have Gary Press. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't